Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we're going to talk about some starting pitchers. As we all know, Blake Snell seems like he's priced himself out of the range for the Padres. Shota Umaga, he already got signed. The Cubs picked him up. Very good deal. It seemed like he wanted to be a Cub. And now the Padres are at a spot where they have to sign a left-handed starter. If they don't sign a left-handed starter, I mean, they have to. Unless they're going to pull a trade for someone, probably would be a trade with the Marlins. But outside of that, like, they need to go after someone, and the market is not very good. And like I said, Blake Snell's too, it seems like he's too expensive. Ideally, we've already talked about it. If we could bring Blake Snell back, that's what we want to do. I get it's risky. I get people think Blake Snell's going to fall off. The fan in me wants him back because he's fun to watch. He's good. So that's kind of where I'm at, is we need to find some cost-effective starting pitching, and they need to be a lefty. Right now, if you have Avila as your fourth starter, you have four starters. So you have to go get someone. So we have four guys today. These are not big names. I mean, some of them have had past success. Three of them have had pretty good past success. However, they're older. These are guys that we want on cheap deals. And it's interesting. So Chase, you want to kind of dive into each of them? You want me to kind of start out and just, you want to just run through them real quick?
So technically we have four settled starters. I know we technically have Brito and Randy Vasquez, but that just means we run the risk of running five righties, which is never a good idea in the MLB. So this is why we're saying we must sign these lefties. It's not that we don't have more starters. Just we really need a lefty. So first one, yes, they're going to be all older guys past their prime, but that's kind of the boat the Padres have sunk themselves in. So first name, we're going to go James Paxton. He's had two down years. 2019, he was really good. 2020, he started to get hurt and had a down year. 2021, was hurt again. 2022, he didn't pitch. Last year, he came back and pitched about 101 innings, 19 starts. He had a 4.5 ERA, a little above a 9 K per 9, and a 3 walks per 9. 1.313 whip. I know it doesn't look good. However, this first year coming off injury, first year pitching, he's going to be 35. He's probably going to be on a little prove it contract to show that he still got it. He hasn't retired yet, showing that he still wants to pitch. If he can get him for cheap, he'd be a good depth piece, or hey, you know, he's going to be your fifth starter. Five for your fifth starter is not that bad. He has experience. He's been in the league forever. He has playoff experience. I mean, and if we can get Niebla with his hands on him, it might not be that bad of a thing. Same thing, another guy, Eugen Ryu. You know, he's 37 years old. He was injured a little bit last year. He doesn't throw hard, but he's never needed to throw hard to be successful in his career. We've seen it. He's a really good pitcher. He knows his stuff. He locates really well. Injuries are the main concern of this. We're saying that we need to sign at least two of the four guys that we're going to mention. So there's Eugene Ryu. Everybody knows him. Number three, everybody knows this guy. He was a Padre. He was known as the Dodger Killer, if that helps anybody guess. Eric Lauer. He's 29 years old. He had like a 0.9 ERA, not ERA, but WAR. Kind of curious to see what he could do with Ruben Niebla if they could fix him. He'd kind of be like a little project. Show me, hey, if you have a good year, we can bring you back. Bring it like a mutual club option for 2 years. These are guys who just need on 1 year deals. And the reason I like Eric Lauer a little bit more than the others is when he's young. Actually, there's two reasons. One, he's younger. He's going to be 29. Two, we've seen him work out of the bullpen, specifically at Petco. He does well, and for some reason he kills the Dodgers, which we could always use. He just always kills the Dodgers. And then who do we say was the fourth guy?
The best of the bunch, Chase. Alex Wood.
Oh, that's right, Alex Wood. Yeah, I know there's still some injury concerns with Alex Wood, but his funky delivery, he eats up the Padres alive. He eats up some other teams too. He's got that funky delivery. He's got some good off speed. Injuries might rack up. That's the only reason you're like, these guys are getting older in age. But Alex Wood has been good. You're not asking him to be an ace. You're not asking him to be a 2-3 guy. You're asking him to be a 5 starter. which realistically you probably move him to the three spot just so that it's righty righty lefty righty righty. But at the same time, you sign two of these guys. One goes into the bullpen for a little bit, and then if someone gets injured, that guy comes back up. It's, yeah, I know they're not exciting names. I really get that. They're not exciting names. You guys are probably like, why? Why are we considering these guys? Well, it's because we don't have money. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, the Padres are already considering trading Ha-Seong Kim, and they're not going to sign Blake Snell because Blake Snell is at least going to be making $30 million a year, which the Padres can't afford. And realistically, we just need a stopgap. That's what these guys are going to be. Eric Lauer could potentially be more depending on how he progresses if the Padres sign him. If he works out well, he could end up getting an extension. However, we really just need stopgap players. Like, we have Vasquez and Brito who could potentially work their way into the rotation, but maybe just stay in the bullpen right now because you don't want an already rotation. And then you have Snelling in the minors who he had a really good year last year, but he's still maybe a year, maybe 2 years away. And realistically, if these guys come out and you say Snelling has a really good spring, like, hey, you know what? This guy might be ready by halfway point, and halfway through the season, one of the older guys gets hurt. Snelling can come up and take their spot. That's realistically all we need. We just need a stopgap, and that's what these guys are. So I think those are our four options.
Yeah, and like you said, Chase, it's not exactly exciting. Alex Wood, Hyunjin Ryu, Eric Lauer, and James Paxton. I feel like Eric Lauer is kind of in a different boat just because he was terrible last year. He had like a 6.5 ERA and like 9 or 10 starts. He was bad. It was really bad. But the couple years before that, he was pretty good. Like, he put up like 150 innings, I want to say, in 2022. He's been a good pitcher in the past. Ryu obviously has, you know, a bunch of success. Alex Wood's kind of like, you know, just kind of been like more of like a middle tier player throughout his career, kind of up and down and stuff. But James Paxton also had like a 5 year stretch, 4 or 5 year stretch where he was a pretty damn good starter. So all of these guys have had success. They're basically all coming off, well, not all coming off bad years. They're either coming off of injured or kind of bad years, but this is where the Padres are at. And I like that you bring up Robbie Snelling, because it's like, that's what this is for. And maybe there's some other names in the minor leagues that, you know, we're going to see, especially in spring training. That's going to be, in my opinion, that's the biggest thing I'm looking for, is like, okay, are there any, you know, corner outfield kind of first base DH power bats that can potentially come up either now or in the near future? Or are there any lefties that can start a few games? Because if you have any of these guys, and Chase, you brought up that you want two of them, you bring a couple of these guys, let's be honest, the chances are if you bring two of these guys, one of them is going to get hurt pretty early on. That's just the reality of it. But you're going to have, hopefully, Robbie Snelling, but you don't want to push him. That's the thing. You don't want to push him too early. You don't want him to have to step into a spot when he's not ready. But if he looks good in spring, you have one of these guys come up, they pitch until June, they get banged up, they got to come out, and he's able to come in, and he's like, you're like feeling better about where he's at, where he's progressed. That makes a lot more sense. You also have to have a lefty. That's the other thing. It's like, there are better righties on that are available, but you don't have a lefty in your rotation. You're basically forced into a spot where you have to get one of these guys. So they're all cheap. Alex Wood might make a little bit of money. I wouldn't Eric Lauer is basically like a camp invite, to be honest. James Paxton, maybe he'll make a little bit of money. I don't imagine Ryu will. Like, I don't think any of these guys are going to garner over like $8 million a year. And keep in mind that we just saw Nick Martinez get, what, $13 million a year for 2 years? Like, yeah, 26.
And then we also saw Manaea get $14 a year.
So if you're able to get one of these guys for like $6 to $8 million, that's kind of a steal. It's like, yeah, you might not get a ton of innings out of them, but like, keep in mind, like, the Padres have had guys in the past like that they've signed for a lot of money that have came in and pitched like around 100 innings. If you get 100 innings out of one of these guys, 4 ERA ball, that's a win, dude. Like, that is a win in itself. And it puts them in a spot where also, especially early on in the season, they need to be competitive. And they need these guys. They need one left-handed starter to step up. And if one of these guys is able to do that, you might come to the deadline and it's like, hey, we can go after and buy a guy. Because look, our farm balled out or whatever it is. And then you can actually go make a trade. And it's like, Yeah, maybe you don't want Eric Lauer pitching in the playoffs. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. However, you need to get to the playoffs. That's the goal right now. You need to get to a point. You need to have innings ate up. You need to be able to win in that way. And the part where the Padres are at is like they're competing to be a borderline wildcard team. That's the realistic spot where they're at. So
there's no
you win a couple games because they're one of these.
There's no division title for the Padres in sight.
No, that's the thing. It's like, so you got to have one of these guys come in and just be solid. And that's what I hope they do right now. Because if they could, in the ideal world, like you go and you bring Blake Snell back or you bring in Amanga, like something like that, right? We talked about it. We talked about Yamamoto at the beginning of the offseason. Then that flew out the window, bro. Like that was gone, right? So this is where we're at, which is not exactly the most fun spot. Another thing about these cheap signings, you can add some power bats. You can add some pop to the lineup. Something that's still available in free agency right now is a lot of either first base DH guys or corner outfield power bats. They need to go after that. They need that. I think they need that more than they need like pitching in general, because I would rather them go the cheaper route pitching at this point based on what it seems like they have and go and sign someone with pop. Like we've talked about the bigger names like, you know, Jock Peterson, Cody Bellinger, Jorge Soler. Like, I don't know if they're going to go after someone like that necessarily, but like, even a Garrett Cooper was good here. You know, like they need more of that. They need a lineup that is more filled up, because right now the lineup is not. Like right now you saw what happened with their offense last year where it's just left on base. A lot of guys left in running scoring position. At this point, like we should expect them to not be worse with runners in scoring position, but in terms of like offensive output, we should not expect them to be where they were last year. And that was an issue last year. So they need to find a way to fill up the lineup and make it more rounded. And if they're able to do that, you might not have the same star power, but like, you could have fingers crossed, man. You could have hopefully like similar offensive output and like, you know, win some of these closer games, have a better bullpen, you know, like, because we saw that second half of the season, the bullpen completely fell apart. They've done a good job fixing up the bullpen. Now they need a cheap lefty starter based on what it seems like is available. And they need that some pop. So I think this is the best route for that, even though it's, let's be honest, it's not exciting. It's not fun. Like, yeah, Eric Lauer's back, baby. But that's not exactly like what you were thinking, you know, like a calendar month a year ago. But like, I don't know. That's where I'm at. And I don't think it's like, I think this is their best option. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. Chase, do you agree that like where their priorities should be is more like adding the pop? If you're going to be spending money, that's more where it should be. Because I don't think there's any left-handed starters worth it outside of like spending a ton of money.
Yeah, the two main guys up top there, Montgomery, who's going to get a payday, and Blake Snell, who is going to get a payday. So outside of that, you're looking at the rest of the – and you're looking at most of the free agents that are pitchers. They're all in their mid-30s. So you're kind of – you're choosing from the older bunch. There's not a lot of younger guys in free agency right now, unless you swing a trade for a guy that has control, like we were talking about maybe Miami. But outside of that, you kind of have to make do with what you have. And the Padres, you know, they got holes to fill. They did a really good job of filling up the bullpen with some cheap options that allow them to go out and spend a little bit more money elsewhere, which you still need realistically a center fielder and left fielder and potentially a DH bat. I mean, we can talk about that in another video so we don't keep rambling on and get away too far away from the topic, but these four guys, if you get at least two of them, you're going to be in a solid position where you put yourself into either that first or second wild card spot. Realistically, that's where you want to be. You don't want to be where you were last year, where you're fighting and scraping tooth and nail for that third spot. You don't want to do that. You want to be comfortably into the playoffs. And in order to do that, you have to be competitive. You have to have a lefty pitcher. I don't see us getting all the way to the second wildcard spot with an all-righty pitching staff. Sorry. You kind of need diversity in your pitching staff.
All right, guys. I think that's going to do it. That's where we're at. Let us know, one, what you think of these options. If there's different lefties that you think are available, especially trade market related, let us know on that as well. And if there's anything offseason kind of like, you know, related right now that you want us to bring up and talk about, comment that as well. If there's, you know, some bats that we kind of mentioned, you know, like Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, stuff like that. If there's someone you're like, hey, dude, I think he's a really good bounce back candidate, something like that. Let us know. Cause I also think that's more of where we're looking at for a lot of these guys is like It's going to be some bounce back candidates. It's going to be more signings in that realm. But I think that's where we're at with the lefties. You know, we wanted a couple other guys. We wanted some big name lefties at the start of the offseason. It doesn't seem like that's the case, but this is where we're at, and this is what's a realistic option right now. So let us know who your favorite is. I think we take two. If I was going to take two of them, ideally, I would probably say Alex Wood and Ryu. I know that Chase and I were talking before, and I said, you know, you probably do take Lauer because he's the youngest and pair him with one of the other guys. I think Ryu has the most upside for just this season. And I think Alex Wood is the safest. So I think that's the best route you go, and you probably get them for 1 year deals on each of them. It's not, I don't think that should cost you over 10, 12 million for both of them combined. But Chase, what do you think? Who are the two that you're taking if you have to take two?
Probably Lauer and Paxton. Just, I like Lauer's.
For the other two.
San Diego. And I've always liked James Paxton as a pitcher. And I think he could do good in Petco Park and not on the short porch that is New York. And plus, Ruben Niebla could fix him up. And if we get 150 innings out of James Paxton, that would be solid.
No, I think that's a fair point. I was kind of deciding between Paxton. I wasn't sure. I don't know. I'm kind of sold on Paxton now that you mention it. Because we were talking about that a little bit. Like, he has a lot more success, and his was just injury. Like, he had two bad years because he was hurt. So maybe Paxton is the best route. Honestly, I could see it. Especially if you were to go after one of them, Paxton probably makes the most sense too. So, yeah, guys, that's where we're at. Let us know what you think, and we'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good one.